Gemara Mishnah and Beis, Sif Gimel. In Hoysa Malachim for Semis, Yidua Shehisha Yisrael. Hoysa Yisrael, Malachim of Forsim, Tabla Hakim of Lesser. See, even though we're doing relocation, the Goy is doing it because of Lonis. The Goy is not doing it for the Jew. We still have this other issue, this Marasayan issue, or this Chashad issue, or this perception. So he said, if the Goy is doing it, at least we have it for the Moshul in Shavuos of Katan Yudzayin, if the Goy is doing it in the Beit Shel Yisrael, so that's also. So here we're saying, even the Goy is doing it in his own house, or his own place, not in the Beit Shel Yisrael, but he's doing it in a way where it's before him, and people can tell that it's for the Jew, you know. So the there is a neighborhood garage where the guy is working on Shabbos, and the license plate says Rebbe, you know, or it says Bitochen, or it says, you know, something like that, you know. So the guy is Bigesund. So the everyone walks by, sees the guy doing it before him, and they see it's a Jewish car. So the Mechaber says Tov L'Hachmer. Zaki Meshibra Chav Dalet Yehoyesu. Darius La'abda Mikhail Makabis, Stamina and Yidua, Shosha Yisrael, the cases which the Gemara gave, are giving the Arvis to the Abdom, or the Kalin to the Kabis, the clothing to the washerman. It was not usually obvious that it was a Jewish item. And therefore, Valkain, Philem Ma'abid, Makabis, Makam Goldwi, and Lim Chispiyoda, Kishakotza, as long as they're not doing it in the Jew's home. I don't care where he's doing it, but you can't. You will not assume he's doing something for a Jew. But if it was known or obvious, so then if the item is known that belongs to a Jew, but he's doing it b'tzina, so then nobody knows about it. And he's doing it publicly. So we have, he's doing it publicly, and what he's doing is obvious that he's doing it for a Jew. So that situation, so we have to stop him. The individual who's the guy is doing it for has to stop him. The roya and yodesha kotzetz. Well, so the mikta shayim it's kriyot mechadab simin reishmam dalot sefal. So number one. The problem is that people who see it don't know that the risk seats them. So they might be choshed that the situation with Skiriot. So, and here we have everybody knowing that the guy is doing it for the Jew, not knowing whether the circumstances were Skiriot or Kablonis. So it's us. Shom Seftal, the Das Shechonor, Shom, the Medina Osabizel, Ashabi Alocha, Dibra Maskal, Dina. So, Mechaber says that this is not just a Chumrah, but this is a Mikir Adin. That's going to be problematic. The Bir Loch actually asked the question that over here, he uses the language of Tav L'Hachmer, and over there, he uses the language that it's also Mikir Adin. The Mishabur over there came out, the Iker Pesach is like he says over there, that it's also Mikir Adin. Now, comes along Mishabur in Chafei. It says, V'yadua, that it belongs to a Jew. V'fizeh, ha'chalukim ha'shen yikor ma'heim shen Yisrael. If the Goy is washing clothing items, which were known to be Jewish items, that the Jews wore a certain type of chalukah, a shirt, whatever, which was their knicker, that the Jewish ones, the guy's washing it down by the river, which is where they would do their washing. So similarly, it's a case of a kablam because he undertakes the job, and your kotzatz and everything is wonderful, but the problem is it's going to be a problem. Sarek limchus biyada because you're reo b'shabas mogan aram. The Ma'arom says you have to stop him because it's in a makom aforsim and it's aforsim it belongs to a Jew. Abot hashe shabas and the cost of the loy shabas a chashara. No. It's not the same. Lord, notice Shalmihu. Over here, we know you can tell it's a Jewish garment. We don't know who's the Jew who owns this garment. Whereas the Whereas the case that we're talking about here, it's known which Jew it belongs to. So that's a difference. The Torah Shabbat says that the Cheshad is only if you can, there's some Jew out there doing something improper. That's not a Cheshad. The Cheshad is only Cheshad that Reuven is doing something improper. That's a Cheshad. Okay, that's Tosefta Shabbos. Comes the Chayyim Mehekel B'Zayim Tamachir. The Chayyim adds a second argument. The Kibun Shigiduim Shemina Kol B'Nehu Ir Elitim Kelim L'Kabes B'Kabonis. This action, which we're talking about, was known throughout the city that it did b'kablonis. So back to the beginning of these halachas, if there's something which the derech is to give it b'kablonis, people are not questioning you that you did it b'skayyot. So the standard way that to give kalim, the chayyotim says give garments to the washerman to wash, was b'kablonis. So why should somebody question you? Okay, I feel im ha'en yudim mechabs and ma'akam before is mutter. They is a chashana mishum skayyot. Came Asher Kosev B'Simin Reshmim Gimel. So base, like he said, well, all the way at the back of the beginning, Reshmim Gimel. The difference between Soda and America is the difference between things. If the Minig Hamakim, the standard was in that place, and everybody did it, pick up blood, it's Mutter. Okay. Now, who did Mechol HaKelem Shaderach Lita Mekablonis, and this, therefore this halacha now, it passes to any other type of a situation where the standard is always is Kablonis, it's Mutter. Now, you're going to ask me, one second. The Chayodim, in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, Mishmer quoted the Chayodim, says, even something which is normal to do b'kablonis. Minuk, kol b'nayir, litim b'kablonis, is still osur. Not because you're b'cheshed b'schayar, because you're b'cheshed that you're m'yachem alach to the Shabbos. You told him to do it on Shabbos. Even kablonis is still an isur if you tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. So the Chayyarim himself said before, even if something which the minig kol b'nei ir is to do it b'kablonis, it's still usur because the people will be choshed you that you told them specifically to do it on Shabbos. So how can you be mad over here because it's the minig? A. And B, how does the Chayyarim understand that din before Meshmim Gimel? Says the Mishmur, no. When Yisrael is El Keshoysev B'Beis Yisroh, the Shom Ulamahani Shum Heter, Kamashik Sabna B'Lamah L'Besiv Katan Yud Zayin. So the difference is, so in Reshma Gimel, he's doing it out in the field. Over here, he's doing it in the guy's house or in the public place. The Mishabur and Sivkat Yud Zayin was quoting a Chayyarim that if you're doing it in Beis Yisrael, it's more Chomer. Okay, now, what's the Lomdus? Again, the Chayyarim said the Chashash is, even though it's the standard is Duba Kablonis, if he's doing it in Beis Yisrael, it's like he's standing there with the Jew over him, people will assume the Jew told him to do it right now. Whereas if he's doing it down by the river, why should I assume the Jews told him to do it right now? And, the guys decided well to do it right now. So you don't have that sort. Okay. So that's important, Chilik. So, for example, somebody one time asked me about snow removal. Snow removal is done by contract. Right. They have the person is hired for the season. That's pretty standard the way they do it nowadays. Not talking about the guy shoveling. First of all, shoveling could be his mother, depending on how you do it. Right, but the guy comes with a snowplow to plow a driveway. Right, so you hire the guy for the season. And you pay him X amount of money. And if it doesn't snow, he walked away with Ben, that he made a lot of money. If it snows a lot, that's tough luck on him. That's the deal. Right, so and the arrangement is if it snows, he comes. So the guy, what's the problem? Everybody knows what the kablonis. That's a standard around here is the kablonis. The car should be mutter. But the car had the problem. Says you have the situation of the chayotim because you're doing it on the property of the Jew. And then the chayotim says in that situation, you're chayotim that maybe, people are chayotim, maybe the Jew told the guy, but Dafka want you to come right now and do it. So there's an isser mitzadat of the chashash that the Jew told the guy to do it specifically on Shabbos. Mashain came when he's down by the river. We're not going to be chushev for that possibility. Okay, sivkot and dal. Kol shekotzatz. So once you have kablonis and you did a chetitza, so you made up a price. So the guy is b'chlal not thinking back to his arrangements with the Jew. He knows what the arrangements are. It's his job. His responsibility. This is the pay. He's doing that. Did an abshay. I'll be shayasa any hudi malachim b'shabbos. Much like you saw a little bit of keli b'shabbos atzma. The kol shekotzatz that did an abshay kohabi. Even though the goy is doing it, the goy is doing it for himself, and then the goy is finished, the Jew can put it on a Shabbos. I, the Jew, is being the henna from Melech Shabbos. So remember, we said that there's above and beyond the Isser, there's three Isserim involved by Amir Lachim. You have potentially the Isser of Amira, which is a din of Dabar Dover, that you cannot discuss with a guy doing work for doing work, and that's also even on Shabbos. That's also even if the work will be done even on the weekday, you cannot discuss with a guy to arrange with a guy to do work for you, even if he'll do the work on the weekdays. Issa number one. Issa number two is, we'll call it shlichus, when the guy is doing the work for the Jew. So even if you arrange with the guy on Tuesday that he should work for you on Shabbos, you have a problem. The guy is working on Shabbos for you. So here, there's no problem of Amir, because you made the arrangements before Shabbos. There's no problem of doing for the Jew, because he's doing it b'kablonus. He's not doing it for the Jew. But there's a third problem, was that Chazal asked that you cannot benefit from the work that the guy did for the Jew. So the Mechaber here is saying that no, that in a case where it's done, it's not called he's doing work for the Jew, that there's no issue being the henna from Malacha that the guy did on Shabbos for himself. When he made it, he washed or he sewed or whatever he did on the Jew's garment. Yeah, but he's doing that to the Abshay. That's all that took up on us. So the goy did malach on Shabbos for himself. Now the Jew wants to be in a henna. It's his mother. That's the sheet of the mechab.
Can you also just say that since he's done beheter, there's no Easter of Maaseh Shabbos?
Well, let's see. V'yeshayim lo Abshay. Hagol comes from Malach and says, some say that you cannot put it on Shabbos. Kol shidu Shayin and Huri Gomer b'Shabbos. If you know the goy finished on Shabbos, you cannot put it on Shabbos. So even though he did a beheter, there was no Isser involved in what he did, but you can't put it on Shabbos. Circle Hampton, Motzi Shabbos, Chodesh Shayas. And not only can you not put it on Shabbos, you cannot even put it on Motzoi Shabbos until the time will lapse that there's enough time that the guy could have done the whole thing Motzi Shabbos. So let's say it took him an hour worth of work to do it. So that work which he did on Shabbos, we have to wait till an hour after Shabbos is over to say that now the time, so you're getting no benefit at all for the fact that it was done on Shabbos. That's the minute for Ashkenazim. If you don't have another option, then you can rely on the sheet of the Mechaber. If it's not clear when he did it, and it's very possible he finished it before Shabbos, so then you're not ask any questions. You're allowed to accept it from him on Shabbos and use it. Now, how are you allowed to get it? The guy sent it over. The Jew cannot go to the Beis Uman to get it from the goy. On Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, Mechol Zeh Bekelim Sh'osa LiYisrael. It's talking about which he was hired to do for the Jew. And he did it for the Jew. Yeah, he did the Kabbalahs and all the Heter, etc. But at the end of the day, it's an item which is being made specifically for this shoe. Al Eni Yehudi Sh'osa Manolim Al Amikach. The guy is making shoes. He's a shoemaker to sell. Nothing to do with any Jews, you know. Right? So then the Jew says, you know, he's friendly with him, and the guy lets the Jew take the shoes on Shabbos and say, worry about it. He made it on Shabbos. Yeah, he made it. He didn't make it for a Jew. The guy made it to sell. It's his own leather, its own thing. He's making it to sell. And it happened to be the Jew's taking it. So that's not problematic, but you can't deal with the business part of the arrangement, which is a separate issue. Okay, so a lot of information about the Mishnah. Sifkatan Chavov. So the Mechaber sets off that everything was done appropriately. You were katzatz, kosher katzatz. But even shalhoi isher ben asino shoyi b'zeh gamkin shari protim sarach l'tzitzum kanabas abeis. You gave it to him before Shabbos. You gave it to him in a way that you weren't miyachim l'atel l'Shabbos. You did everything, you know, above board. You're a good boy. Okay, so you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos at the Mechaber, even though the goy finished it on Shabbos. Al bibi. Now, v'adomi l'mashem avur b'simon reishayin vav sifal b'agol. Then any Yehudi shehidlik haner b'shur Yisrael. So we have later on that even if you solve the problem of ksitza, kablonus, there's a separate problem. You cannot be benefited when the goy does it for the Jew. You cannot benefit from the malacha that he did. Even though the goy is hired as, you know, you have an arrangement with him that his job is to light up the Jew's home, right? That's his job. Now we'll talk about why we make a little bit there in a different when we get there, right? You know, you do him a first, and that part of what the goy would do was he would light the neighbors towards the end of Shabbos. But Mikra, before we get to any Atarim over there, Mikra Din, right? So there's a Ksitza. But the goy is coming over here, you cannot benefit from the light that he lit, because he lit it for a Jew. So what's the difference? The Hacha Abba Gavin, Shay Yisrael, Nehenna, Bilavi Shosem, Me Melecha Shabbos. Mikol Mokam, Me'en Yehudi, Lo'y Obed B'Shabbos, Yishil HaNos, Yisrael. Raka, Daita, the Nafshay, Lamayor, Lahashtim, Pulosa. The Jew had no specific interest, but the Afka should be Shabbos. I mean, because the Jew did not tell the Goy to do it on Shabbos. The Goy's decision to do it on Shabbos, as opposed to doing it next week, was his own. Whereas over there, the arrangement is, or the expectation is, that the Goy should come in and light the Neris. He needs Neris. So he's lighting it on Shabbos. Well, I could have waited until tomorrow to light on Sunday evening for you. Right? That's ridiculous. He couldn't wait till Sunday evening to light for you. What he needs for him is now. So there, the Goy is doing it specifically for the Jew on Shabbos. Where over here, the Goy is not doing it specifically for the Jew. So that's not a problem with the Jew being Nehenna from the Malacha of the Goy did. Mashegan Hosam, Halakosim B'Shabbos, Hoyikadei Shish Tamash Boy Yisrael Akshav, Lachain Hosam. That's the chiluk. Now, comes the Sharatzin and says, I'm confused. What's the case? What's the case over here? Because we had already said before that Beishav Sheyisrael, there's no way to go, even Tzitza doesn't help. So of course it's not Mutter. So what's the chiddush of that case over there? So the Sharatzin and Chabay says the case was that the Jew was living as he was renting by the Goy. He was taking a room by the Goy. So that's clearly explained later on in Reish Anvav that that can't be the case. The Chiddush over here is the case, even though that's a mitzad isuri ksitza. There's no the Goy is doing al das the ksitza. It still has to be nehenna from it. So our version of it, the version which we'll have. Right, is when you do remiza. Right, so remiza takes away the mirror problem because I didn't say anything. That's the whole you had. The whole you said of remiza is to take away that mirror. And we'll argue that once you do remiza, maybe the pshat of the goy, which is a more difficult question, is the goy called doing it for the Jew? I didn't. Again, the Jew didn't ask him to do it. But there's still the third issue, which you cannot benefit from the nair that the goy lit for the Jew. So a goy lighting a nair on Shabbos for the Jew is problematic. One, there are two heterim. One is when the goy takes away something. Let's say the opposite is true. The case where you needed to go to sleep, and the nair was lit, and you were not to the goy to turn off the light. So then the goy is not giving you something. You're taking. So you can't tell the goy. You can't tell the goy to do it. So you're rabbis. So it takes care of that mirror problem. Now you have the other problem. You're benefiting. I'm not benefiting. That the halacha said that taking away something is not a benefit, which was chazal asr. Chazal asr when the goy is giving you something which you didn't have before. He's just taking away the light. The male in this darkness. So that's mutter. I'm not getting involved in philosophical questions of the light and darkness. But for our purposes, the darkness we're dealing with is halacha says it's removing it. If there and even the goy lit, if there was already light in the room, it's a question of just more light. That's not also. But let's say, for example, it was a very dim light. So early in the day, really, you could use it. It's just difficult. Later on, as the day goes on, it starts getting very dark. That light was not enough to be able to, let's say, read. So then you cannot use that light, which the goy lit, to read from, read with. And there's bakal discussion. You know, was there any kula which they had because they have to sit in the dark? Was there any shitas which were makel and were matar mir la'akim with like tzarach mitzvah? So that's all different volume. It's much of the mir la'akim. That's much of the nehenna. They didn't answer in a case where you're allowed to be in a nehenna. In a case where halacha allows you to do a mira because it's tzarach mitzvah, so then they allow you to benefit from also. That's what we're talking. Okay,
but if the mitzvah is bichlal not a mira, then why isn't the problem go away again on its own? There is no amira in this remiza.
The isser of Nehenna is not an it's not a isser of amira. So the henna is in its own independent issur. But in the case where Chazal allowed you to ask the guy to do it for you, obviously they didn't ask you to benefit from it. Uh-huh. They said, you know, we're being matzah, you can ask the guy to do it for you, but don't use it. That's ridiculous. I mean, that would defeat the purpose.
Right. Right.
Okay, now. So the Jew is now, he didn't directly tell the guy to do it, but he's indicating he needs it. And the guy says, so the reason why he's doing it now on Shabbos is because of the need of the Jew, not because of his own personal need. Okay. Some say no, they disagree with this machaber. The time of the also the Yisrael Honas with Malacha B'Shabbat called Gavli Yekima Shemakom Mokom Nasa Malacha B'Shula. You cannot benefit from Malacha, which was done for a Jew. So they can't do that. Now, the, and you have to wait, not only do you have to wait, on Shabbos, you have to wait, Motzi Shabbos, if they say yes. Kedei Shal Yehenemi Malacha Shabbos, right? Because if you will use it immediately after Shabbos, so you still gained and benefit from that what the guy did for you on Shabbos. Because had he not done it for you on Shabbos, you'd have to wait till he does the Motzi Shabbos, which will take that amount of time. So we'll see that time and again. In the main simon of the Isra of benefiting from Malacha's Akum is simon Shin Chaf Hei. And the simon Shin Chaf Hei, Kadesh also comes again and comes up again and again and again. So that's the main place that we'll discuss that. It'll take a while till we get there. Okay. Now, so Fizab, Mishayim Amin Tovim Shal Golius. So if the answer is because you shouldn't benefit from the malacha the goy is doing, so come out the following interesting halacha. So it also applies to Yom Tov, a malacha which you cannot do in Yom Tov. You have it in Shemir Lakum. So how long do you have to wait? We're in Golus, and the Yom Tov is Monday, Tuesday, and the Goy does the Malach on Monday, the first day of Yom Tov. How long do you have to wait? Do you have to wait till Tuesday immediately after, you know, Yom Tov is over? Tuesday with Shiasa, Monday with Shiasa. Like, what do you have to do? Im also any Yehudi Barishan, Mutter Betchilas Yom Sheni with Shiasa B'Mamonosho. So it's Mutter, he did it on Monday, which is the first of Yom Tov, for example. So Monday evening after the Seis, Michtei Sheyasa, it's Mutter. Why? Mimonoshach. We'll argue Mimonoshach. Why? Dima Yom Rishon Kodesh Hashem Yichol. We Chazal instituted that we have a Chiv to keep the second day Yom Tov. This with this we have to do. We have all these surim. But we gave it a din as if there was some elements of a question. I.e., we're saying we're not sure if the first day is Yom Tov or the second day is Yom Tov. Well, the first day was Yom Tov, the second day is Chol. So then, once it's the Shiasa, Yom Tov, I'm not being benefiting from Malacha's Yom Tov anymore. Elamai what? If the first day was Chol, so then he did an Erev Yom Tov. So what's the problem? We're Yom Rishon Chol B'Varim Yom Tov. So then he says that this Isser will apply not only to the one who was made for it, apply to any other Jew also cannot benefit from Malacha Shabbos, Malacha which is done on Shabbos, but the Yerab is Meiko in the case of Katzatz. Now, the other place where these halachas are discussed is when Hilchos Yom Tov. And also a long simon, a significant simon in these halachas, a simon Tav Kuf Tes Vav, Hilchos Yom Tov. And over there, interesting, Mr. Burr says another reason. This is really Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what the issur is. He says it's a gzeira. If I'll tell you that you can't benefit from Shabbos, but immediately after Shabbos you can get benefit from it, so I might be able to this from Mir Lachum to at least have it ready for Shabbos immediately. But if once I did it, the rabbi says, no, not only Yom Tov, even Motzi Yom Tov, or Motzi Shabbos, you have to wait till B'lei Sheyasa, so what's my motivation? Elamai Maka listened to the rabbi, but well, okay, that's a possibility, but assuming that that's not what the third person's thought process is, so that takes away, it's a gzeira. So, There, the Tosis, Rashi says this is sort of being the henna from Lechus Shabbos. That's the explanation. It's a Rashi in Beya, in the third parak. Rashi says the reason why this is a Lechus is it shouldn't be the henna from Lechus Shabbos or Yom Tov. Tosis says the reason is who's a Gzeira. Tosis over there says that's saying Nafkamin is in the presence of the Nafkamin is. One Nafkamin is this thing over here. If there's the if the Gzeira is true, says that I have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Right, so here I am, and I'm saying, you know, so I say, don't tell something to the goy, right? And this way, you won't have it till when? I'll have it the second day after, at least. So I will tell to the goy. We say, no, you can't have it the first day, the second day, till after the second day. But then she goes, oh, so that's not worth it for me. But if I can benefit from the second day, I might do a mirlach on the first day to be able to have it for the second day. So Tosis says, you can't benefit till after the second day, but then she asks, according to the argument of Tosis. Mishabru, but there brings Taka Tosis' reason. And he says Taka should be aser even after the second day. So I'm not sure why.
It should be aser even after the second day start.
After the second, on the second day, and even after the second day, because they should be aser. So I'm not sure why over here the Mishnah Berurah does not. It just for the Rambam says this reason doesn't say the other reason. And lehepich. There, the Tosis says, Akula, that this is only for the person himself. The Xeri is that he might do a Mirlakim, that he wants to get benefit for himself. He wouldn't necessarily do a Mirlakim for somebody else. But if the Isser is because you shouldn't be in the hand of a Melech HaShabbos or Yom Tov, like that Mishnah says over here, that's true even for other people. So there are Kulas and Chumas both ways.
What's the difference between it? If it's so, you shouldn't be.
If it's a Xeri, then you might say, do a Mirlakim. The more has a cloud, so you're not worried about this Jew being over this Amir La'akum that somebody else should benefit. But if the answer is because Chazal didn't want you to be in the hand of Melech Yom Tov or Melech Shabbos, that applies to any person, not just to the one who was it was done for.
Now, what about the difference between you shouldn't benefit?
If it's because you shouldn't benefit.
Yom Tov or Tzegzeira.
If it's Tzegzeira.
Yeah.
If it's a Xeri, the Xeri is that there's an Isra Mir La'akum, and Chazal protected the Isra Mir La'akum because they were afraid that if this Xeri, if people will be able to get benefit from it, people will be over the Xeri because they want to get the benefit. So any time that they're going to get any benefit out of it, they're going to be over the Isra. So if I gain that I have this thing available the whole second of the Yom Tov, minus an hour, so I gained 23 hours of benefit out of this thing, which I might not have. They said, "Oh, I'll tell the. I might come tell the goy for that." So the only way I can be confident that I won't tell the goy, the gzeira that I won't tell the goy is only true if I say, "Listen, if you tell the goy, you can't use it today or tomorrow, even after tomorrow, to much yom tov leshiyasa. So what am I going to gain? So why should I want to tell the goy? So that the gzeira is valid. But if I tell you that immediately after the first day yom tov, you wait an hour and then you can use it." Even though you can't do it yourself, so I have a way to get something which I can't do myself. I can do a Mir La'akum and use it right away after the beginning of the second day. So the Gzeira would be relevant in that case. Whereas I'm not being the hand of from Lechel Yom Tov by the time I get to the second day, because I have a Monam Shul. Lamed, Sukkot Lamed. If we can be told that he finished it beforehand, so you can be Mekel, the Hoyesh, Matir Becholinyan. I mean, once you can be toilless, listen, I'm not going to ask any questions because, first of all, it could be it's Mutta Mikra Din anyway. And even if not, maybe you finished beforehand. So I'm not going to ask. Now, in Hoya Minim, Masukim Beri Shabbos, Rak Shetikdoi Behichlikha Beshabbos. Let's say the case was he made a shoe, not the last case where the guy made the shoe to sell. The guy made the shoe under a contract with the Jew. All right, so he contracted, so now he's doing it as a Kablonis. And he finishes the shoe on Shabbos. And I want to go on Shabbos, and I want to wear the shoe. Right? So he finishes the shoe before Shabbos, and really it is usable as is, but he may put the last pitch of his on Shabbos. It was ready before Shabbos, to the point where it could be worn. And that which he added more on Shabbos doesn't make it awesome. Which causes the Gimel, Sif Aleph, Bahagoa, Dalad. So as we'll see in Rishon Gimel, that there are multiple Hagos in Rishon Gimel, so that's why he refers to the Hagos by Hago Aleph, Hago Beis, Hago. So there are cases where the goy, what the goy is doing doesn't really benefit me. What he did on Shabbos doesn't really benefit me. So then there's not an Isser, because it was usable beforehand. So therefore the same thing over here. The case where the thing was washed and dried and ready to go, but he pressed it on Shabbos. So it was wearable without being pressed. So he's going to argue that that situation is mutter. Now, so the Moshe Dirshu asked a question over here. So he points out two things. First of all, this is an example of a salacha that I'm not really benefiting him from what he's doing. You know, he's doing something for the Jew on Shabbos, but I'm not really benefiting his mutter. So another example of that, a different life, if there's light there and he adds more lights, so I'm not really benefiting, and that's not going to be us. Even though there is some extra benefit. But then he asks Akasha, because in Shin Chel Zayin, over there, he says, in a case where the shoes were this type of, this mamash, this case, you can't use the shoes till after Shabbos with the shias. So that's so he brings the Rosh Hashanah and asks this question.
When he made them on Shabbos.
That the chiluk is, he brings over here, that the case over there was tiksua chanal shalsa nochi davar shalsa bring the raisa. And this we talk about here is something the things that he added reserved the rabbana. There what he's doing was, so one of the malachas, lamates malachas, you go back to, you know, was working with the hides, was the whole process of smoothing out the hide, etc. So if he's going to be doing that process of mamish, that process of dyeing or that yidim malachas the raisa, so that the Mishnah Berurah is not being mutter. That's what Rosh Hashanah is mechalik. The case of the Ner, it's mutter. So the case of the difference is if it's one item or two items. Over here, there's a Ner there, and then there's another Ner. So I can argue that I'm not really interested in that Ner. That Ner has no, I'm not interacting with that Ner at all because I'm using this Ner. I'm wearing the shoe, and I'm definitely using the shoe, and the shoe right now is also polished. And also has the dye or whatever it has, which he added on Shabbos. So, well, I could use it without that. That's true. But when you are using, you are being the henna. You cannot deny that you're being the henna from this part of it's all one item. So I am forced by definition to be the henna from it. So that's going to be problematic. In the case of the Nair, I could argue I'm not really using that extra. That's why when it gets dark enough that I cannot read without it, that I am by definition benefiting from it. So it's only a combination of the two together. So that then it's like it becomes, it's fusing into one item that I'm using. The combination of the two lights together. So that'd be like the case of the the case of the shoe, which would be also. Let's hold it.